I'm going to come over here with you. So, hi.
Hi.
It's been a while, huh? No, it was last week. I'm just kidding. So, I am really excited. This week is Thanksgiving week, right? Yay. And I'm really excited because we have baskets in the back to give to people, and we're going to feed 66 people with those the food baskets. Isn't that awesome? 66 people are going to be fed. That's awesome. You have candy? I'm coming to your house. Okay? Well, you know, it's really funny because when you talk about Thanksgiving with kids, they always want to say thanks for their pets, right? We always, you know, it's not moms, dads, it's always the pets. So I thought today I'm going to talk about my pets. What the heck, right? I'm a kid in the heart. So I thought it would be really cool to introduce you. I have two dogs because I love dogs so much. I have two of them. And I thought it would be so cool if I could bring them to church with me, but that's... it's not appropriate. So that's what I live with, just so you all know. Anyway, so what I thought I'd do is I figured out another way to introduce you to my dogs. So that is Porter. And Porter is the older dog. He's very nice. He's very gentle. Look at, he's with Baby Shay back in the day. I bet you didn't know that picture existed. But, and he's just, he's a wonderful dog, but he does have his own will. If it's not his way, he gets very, very mad. And he's the older brother. Now, the other dog I have, that's Copper. Now, Copper is the very bad little brother. He is. He just, you know, nothing, he always makes it look like it wasn't his fault, but he always gets Porter in trouble. And then he gives you this look like, wasn't me. Right? So anyway, one of the things that happens in our house is you have to let him out every morning, right? Now, because Porter likes his free will, you know, he's always first, he's the older brother, and he pushes Copper out of the way. And then you let him out, but if you don't get him on the leash right away, boom, he's out in the woods. And I'm standing there in my ugly pajamas and my slippers, and I'm like, please, Porter, please, I don't want the neighbors to see me again like this, please. He never looks back. He doesn't care. He's gone. Now, Copper, on the other hand, is sitting there looking at me going, isn't he an idiot? Yeah, let's just go back inside and you can pet me. Just forget him. But, you know, you sit there and you go, God, I gotta go get him. Now, Mr. Riker just shuts the door and says, forget him. But I'm like, I can't. You know, there's coyotes out there. There's cars. He can get really hurt, and I don't trust him. So I go out there, I put my big down coat on, I put my hood, I put my hat, I put my sunglasses. I don't want him to see me. And I go around the neighborhood, Porter, Porter, Porter. He doesn't come back. Although the neighbors are doing this. There's a very strange woman walking around calling for drinks or something. You need to come pick her up. So anyway, I finally get Porter. Now when Mr. Reichert sees Porter, this is what he does. You stupid dog, get over here, right? How many times are you gonna do this? Now I don't do that. Now, would you calm to him? I don't think so. This is what I do. You stupid dog, you get over here right now and don't you do that to anyone. Porter comes over, okay, here I come. And then you get him back in the house. Now, all along, the whole time, Copper is sitting by the door going, I can't believe you left me here. I'm the one that didn't run away. I'm the one that's sitting here being the good dog, and where are you? Out there with the other one. I call them the prodigal dogs. But you know, even in the story, there's two brothers, right, in the prodigal sons. We all know the one that runs away, he's the bad one. He's naughty. But you know, the other son, he was naughty too. Because he was mad, and he was angry, and he was jealous, just like Copper. And even though he ends up always looking like the good boy, he's just as bad as the other one. Now, the reason why I told you this story is because in the Bible it says, when somebody comes back into the fold, there is joy and thanksgiving in heaven. So in heaven, every day is Thanksgiving when somebody comes back in and repents. So I wanted to let you know it's just not one day of the year. It's every day in heaven, okay? Let's say a prayer real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving every day. The joy of finding people and bringing them back. The joy of being patient and letting them know they can come back. We ask you to bless this time this week and the food that we've given out to the people who need it. And bless everyone that leaves this church today to do your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.